VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Syria's main jihadist group signaled on Sunday it would abide by the terms of a Russian-Turkish deal to prevent a Syrian government offensive on rebel-held Idlib. The deal sets up a demilitarized zone running 15 to 20 kilometers deep into rebel territory that must be evacuated of all heavy weapons and all jihadist groups by Monday. Two leading Senate Republicans are threatening tough punitive action by Congress against Saudi Arabia if missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was indeed killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, including a possible halt of military sales. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
If we do that, we're really hurting our country.
President Trump says he will take action if Saudi Arabia is behind Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. But he told reporters over the weekend arms sales mean too much to the American economy. Senator Marco Rubio sees it differently. He tells CBS's Face the Nation, it's not about money.
There's not enough money in the world for us to buy back our credibility on human rights if we do not move forward and take swift action on this.
On ABC's This Week, fellow Republican Jeff Flake says right now the Saudis are offering no credible explanation for why Khashoggi was never seen leaving the Saudi consulate.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear different explanations coming out of the Saudi government very soon. Explanations that, frankly, won't make much sense.
Two suicide attacks have killed 15 people in Baidoa, north of the Somali capital Mogadishu. 30 people were wounded. The first explosion happened when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade at a busy restaurant. In the other, minutes later, a suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into a nearby hotel. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. 19 migrants, including children, were killed Sunday when their truck veered off the road and rolled over off a bridge in western Turkey. 11 people were injured in the incident. The nationalities of the migrants have not been released. Another group of migrants are preparing to travel to Mexico from their native Honduras. They say they're leaving their country because of death threats, extortion, and violence from the powerful street gangs. More than 1,000 men, women, and children, including infants, are now on the march. A medical charity is calling for the immediate evacuation of all refugees and asylum seekers from the Pacific island nation of Nauru and an end to Australia's controversial offshore detention policy. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Nauru's government says it can meet the mental health needs of residents as well as refugees and asylum seekers detained in an Australian-run immigration facility. The camp has been used to hold unauthorised migrants caught trying to reach Australia by boat. On Friday, the Nauru government told Médecins Sans Frontières staff that they had to leave the island. In response, MSF said conditions on the tiny Pacific Republic were beyond desperate.
Pope Francis has named 7 new saints in a ceremony at the Vatican on Sunday. Among those honored were 2 church figures who were strong voices for the poor. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Before tens of thousands of faithful in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis elevated to sainthood 7 people, including Pope Paul VI and murdered Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero. Both were controversial figures in the church. Pope Paul VI was the 3rd pope to be declared saint by Francis since his election in 2013. He was best known for having presided over the final sessions of the Second Vatican Council, the church meetings in the 1960s that reformed the Catholic Church and opened it to the world.
The World Bank says it will send financial aid to Indonesia to help it recover from last month's earthquake and tsunami. It will send up to $1 billion in recovery and rehabilitation money. More than 2,000 people died in the coastal city of Palu. More than 80,000 people in the devastated areas are still displaced. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue in areas of Florida in the southeastern United States that have been damaged by an especially powerful hurricane that hit last week. Senator Marco Rubio said Sunday that there are probably victims yet to be found. The death toll from the storm now stands at 18. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.